Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yes, sir, Elton, bring us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Leslie Shore is our guest. The book is called Listen to Succeed. Leslie B. Shore is the name on the book, and I encourage you to check it out. It's brand new. It's all about how to do a better job of communicating, which with heavy emphasis on the listening part, right, Leslie?
100% of the time, and no one ever teaches us about it.
Exactly. And so, all right, now, I want to talk about another area of your expertise as a communication expert, and that's the dynamic primarily these days in the workplace, in the marketplace. I see it as a customer between millennials and baby boomers, sometimes millennials and Gen Xers. But the common denominator is the millennial, and the millennials are really stirring things up the way they're behaving. But as I always do, and I'm always quick to do this, Leslie, because I want to make sure people know from the outset how I feel, how fundamentally I feel about the millennial generation, and that is this: they're probably the best human beings we've ever raised. But they've got this quirky entitlement thing to them, and they can't handle conflict. They can't handle any kind of sternness, abruptness, a level stare, lowered eyebrows, daddy voice, whatever. They have a hard time handling that, Leslie.
They certainly do, and that comes from what happens as they grew up. As baby boomers, we definitely got the stare, the raised eyebrow.
Don't forget the back of the hand.
No entitlement.
Don't forget the back of the hand, Leslie.
I got it only once. That's all I needed.
Yeah, that's all you needed, right, exactly.
But Gen Y, and it's not their fault, what they grew up with is a situation where, in terms of their growing up, the entitlement came along with it because everyone got a ribbon if they participated.
If they wanted a glass of milk, they said, "Mommy, I want a glass of milk." Mommy got him a glass of milk instead of saying, "Get up and get it yourself."
Exactly. So there's all of that kind of developmental thing that went into what Gen Yers are today. And that has made a huge difference, as you've been talking about, in terms of working in the workplace.
Well, I've hired a bunch of them and over the years. At least 10 or 12 years I've been working with millennials and have hired, and we have many of them have worked with me for a long time, several years in some cases, and every one of them has had their own little quirky millennial thing. Some of them were loaded up with it, you know, they were loaded up with millennial quirks, but anywhere from not knowing how to work to not knowing when to show up to not knowing that. Part of the way I felt, Leslie, is I couldn't just employ them. I had to raise them as well.
And that is what we're dealing with millennials to a great degree, is that they got what they wanted, not necessarily what they needed. When we talk about growing up, they got what they wanted. They got it at the behest of whatever their thoughts were. To a great degree, they weren't made to work for it or have boundaries around it.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people coming into the workforce. And I don't want to paint with a wide brush here, because there are a lot of Gen Yers who do understand and who do get it.
My estimate on that, I've thought a lot about that, Leslie, because mm-hmm. I've employed those kids too. And I've determined, just my anecdotal independent research, if you could call it that, is that somewhere between 10% and 20% of millennials actually think more like a baby boomer than they do a millennial.
It's so interesting. I was going to say 15%.
Yeah.
So you split the difference there.
No, it is. And I've talked to people who are trying to hire salespeople, millennial age salespeople. I've worked with the company, right, even as we speak, about this. And I have said, we've got to find a way to test for that so that you can make sure you hire that group, from that group, not from the other group, because the other group won't, they won't do the really, really tough elbow grease stuff to suit this company.
And I think part of this, especially you were talking about sales before, that for Gen Yers, face-to-face conversations and telephone conversations and even mm-hmm. professional writing.
Sometimes things, email.
they don't understand that. And if you are a salesperson, this is something that you absolutely need.
Mm-hmm.
And for Gen Y, they love to text and they love social networks. And to a certain degree, email, but then there's instant message.
We're starting to see the manifestation of all that now, aren't we? With the inability to look people in the eye when there's a problem with a customer or something like that.
Well, yes. And do they have the ability to handle the conflict, handle how to de-escalate it, and have a civil and therefore successful conversation.
It's going to be an interesting time. It's going to continue to be interesting. Leslie, will you come back again and talk some more with us about this?
Absolutely, I would love to.
You've done a great job today. We'd love to have you back again. We'll do that real soon. I need the website again, please, quickly.
ListenToSucceed.com.
That's it, folks. That's also the title of the book by Leslie Shore. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Music Man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.